Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropps.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It's a gorgeous late spring, early summer morning here in Political Coffee. Great to be, well, just the opportunity to conversations with you about the important things, the political things of the day over a cup of coffee. That's what Political Coffee is all about, in the hopes that you get something out of the conversation today that allows you to have meaningful, persuasive conversations with the persuadable. Because you know what? If we're ever going to save our great constitutional republic, it has to be person by person. Do you think you could start a conversation with someone if you said to them, hey, did you know that there's a property tax bill that's going to pass called Senate Bill 852 that's going to raise your property taxes anywhere from $1,000 to $4,000? And it eliminates the marriage deduction.
What?
What do you mean? It's basically a marriage penalty tax. How? Well, I'll get into that. We're going to talk about that today. This, of course, is going to pass. And why is it going to pass? Well, you know why. Because six rhino senators decided to get bought off for $4 million. And, of course, the Oregon Catalyst, which is run by one of those, the sons of one of those rhino senators, Reagan Knope, who's a good conservative, but he's got a puff piece out there on the Catalyst today. Deschutes County delegation unveils American Rescue Plan project funding. Yes, let's celebrate Senator Tim Knope getting to spend his $4,000, and they're bragging about it now, along with Jack Zika, who is the Republican in Redmond, and Representative Jason Krupp, my cousin from Bend, freshman legislator. He was the one we talked about yesterday that, oops, forgot to include that $45,000 in spending by the teachers union for his race. Yeah, right. Anyway. They're proud of all the pork they sold you out for. Sold out your ability to defend your family in your home, because now you got to keep a gun locked up. And if you don't, you're a criminal. And if you become the victim of a crime, let's say somebody breaks into your house and you didn't have the gun locked up and you don't report it within 48 hours, you now are responsible for any crime committed by the criminal who made you a victim. Thank you, Tim Knope, Fred Gerard. Thank you. They're bragging about how much pork they brought home, folks. They should be recalled, every one of them, and replaced with conservatives who will stand up for your values. By the way, speaking of somebody who's getting recalled, there is a... this is the patheticness of pandering politicians like Fred Gerard, Tim Knope, Bill Kenemer, Dick Anderson, the freshman Republican senator from the coast who took a Democrat seat. Lynn Findley out of Ontario comes clear over to around Redmond and Sisters, his district. Bill Hansel, Knope, all of them, pandering politicians. Let's throw some money at people and let's hope they don't. Well, hope it's enough to keep them from becoming really angry at us for selling out their rights to defend themselves, but a lot more. For now, allowing all of these bad bills, like raising your property taxes. Uh-huh. And what else? What else are they going to pass? Well, Gavin Newsom, who's facing a real recall down in California, he announces stimulus checks for 2/3 of all Californians. Hey, buy the votes. Just throw money at it. People won't notice. like this New Jersey plans a taxpayer-funded $1,000 stimulus checks for illegal aliens. Yeah, just throw that at people. Yep. Throw money at them. Northwest Observer has a story, by the way. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Now, Northwest Observer, well, guess what? Another bill that Fred Girard and the six rhinos are going to allow to pass through the Oregon legislature is this bill, House Bill 3065. Tina Kotek, the Speaker of the House, has introduced an amendment. It's a gut and stuff, folks. You know what it does? It modifies transportation projects now to include funding for tolling projects. This, my friends, is just the beginning. Now, and you can read the whole thing. I'll have it up on the show plan here. Why is this important? Well, if Republicans want to win, polling shows that the issue, and it has now for several years since they've been talking and passed a regulation that allows tolling of already built roads. And where does that money go? For anything but roads. Light rail projects, of course. Other projects that are wasteful and don't reduce congestion. In fact, make it worse. Electronic tolling is what this does. Yep. This is hugely unpopular. This is what you need to know. I mean, it is hugely unpopular. By far. And that's what the polling shows. People do not want in Oregon. They don't want to pay for roads they've already built. But that's exactly what this has done. Again, thank you to you, Rhino, Republican. Thank you so much for sticking around so the Democrats can pass their agenda. By the way, the lid, the video of the disabled Portland Marine veteran who was beaten by the BLM Antifa, that's on video. The police, this was that story where they took over this intersection. The police are finally looking for somebody. They're asking for witnesses. They're asking for people to come forward. They're not doing anything about it other than, well, we're gonna. What do you want to bet nobody gets arrested? This guy has broken ribs, broken collarbone, got transported to the hospital, obviously, because they beat him. Now, juxtapose that with the Gateway Pundit story of how Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton, and Ron, hang on, I'll get to you, and Jim, I'll get to you in just a moment. Texas Attorney General Paxton gets involved after a Plano, Texas police officer allows, and there's video of this, BLM Antifa to illegally block traffic and point a gun at a guy who got out to confront him. The attorney general, and by the way, the chief of police of Plano is just keeps changing his story about this. Anyway, my point is this. Some places are not going to allow it to happen. And if they do, somebody ought to be calling them on. Don't expect that in Portland. Too bad. Really is. To the phones. We'll go to Ron first and then move to Jim. Ron, good morning.
My brother, I got several good things. DeSantis says if they try to bring Portland trash to his state, they shall be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, and the people that's in their vehicles will have the right to defend themselves. Just like in Texas, they just passed a bill. Oklahoma, they passed a bill. And other places. But I got some good news for you.
What's that?
I had in Polk County. I was elected to be a vice chairman alternate.
In the Republican Party?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, unfortunately, yes. But we're going to build it up. I mean, when you got rhinos like we got, and I'm watching my representative, as of this morning, is going to be charged for going out and serving the people. He didn't shut the door. They didn't talk about the police and everything coming through the video. Then as people were starting to come in, they went back, over 20 of them, in the video when you watch. But at the same time, they just throw my party under the bus, throwing our ideology that we worked hard to keep under the bus. It's a piece for what? $6 million per county? $4 million for even every senator? And $2 million for every representative? Bull sugar. It's time enough. They need to get a backbone and stand up. Because if they keep this in mind, people, if they raise property taxes, those of you that's renting, your rent is going to go up at least $150 or 20% over a period of 3 years. So if a apartment complex has about a $2 million value and it goes up, what they're talking about, so if they pay, let's say, $50,000 for the complex, it goes up to $75,000, who's the loser again? Us, the taxpayer, us, the blue-collar worker, us, the forgotten man and women that pays, that's supposed to be the people's will and not being listened to by the servants of the people. And it's time, don't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, NAV, get off your backsides and make some hay. Blow their phones up, email, confront them in places.
I need to move on to Jim. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
God bless you, brother.
All right, good point, folks. This is why the property tax bill, Senate Bill 852, it is supposedly only for the rich and people with second homes. We'll get into more of that. Got to go to Jim. Jim, good morning. How are you, brother? Welcome.
I'm pretty good. I just want to talk about the inhuman treatment of prisoners in Oregon because of COVID. I have a friend who's in the intake center up in Wilsonville. He gets out for a half hour every 3 days. His wife was telling me about it. He's starting to lose his mind. He didn't do nothing wrong. He just said, he won't let you out.
So they're in essence keeping them in solitary confinement?
Yep, just like a prisoner on a boat or something, you know, back in the old days. Locked in the hole.
Didn't know that. Are there others complaining about this too quickly?
I don't know. I know this is happening, though.
Well, let's put it out there, Jim. Let's put it out there, folks. If you know of anybody else who's incarcerated and experiencing this kind of deprivation of humanity, why don't you call and tell us? Great point. Great question. Thank you. Yeah. 20 back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I'm serious, folks. If you know of anybody else who's in that position, who is, like at he described, at the intake center, and getting out for a half hour because of COVID? By the way, just to let you know, KSLM.news, our streaming on the internet is down today. We're asking the people that host it to get it fixed as quick as possible. Just happened this morning. You can get it via your phone. On the app, you can listen on the app on your phone, just to let you know. And let me text that back. is still working. There we go. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. No, we should, if there are other people out there that know of these stories of prisoners not being allowed just some of the basics. I mean, I don't care why you're in prison. That's not the point. Humane treatment would say, you know what, especially on a nice day like today, you get to get out and roam around a little bit. COVID. The excuse for everything, isn't it? Apparently so. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Paul wrote me an email. It's about the, that Tucker Carlson piece about Anthony Fauci. Let the coronavirus pandemic happen. So why isn't there any criminal investigation? Yeah, good question. From yesterday, Jim wrote about Biden is funding Hamas. Ben Shapiro was talking about Biden giving millions of taxpayer dollars to the Palestinians to fight COVID, and as ABC News reports, gain their trust. Really? Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for the video about it ain't COVID. And Tim sent me a video about, or a news article rather, but from Natural News about Dr. Lee Merritt warns forced vaccines are Holocaust level crime against humanity. I'm still not going to take the vaccine, folks. Just ain't going to do it. Nope. Not going to happen. But what should happen is you thinking about doing business with Freedom Heating and Air, another one of our great sponsors, been with us a long time. They're a longtime Salem company, well over 40 years in business here. Why? Because they do a great job of taking care of their customers. You know, I think tomorrow is supposed to be 80 degrees. And if your home air conditioning system, your heat pump, is not keeping up, and you know it, you don't want to be uncomfortable. They can make your life a lot better. Why don't you go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Phone number is up at the right-hand corner. Give them a call. Have them come out. They can fix it for you. freedomheatingandair.net. So, one of the things that is always been helpful in the real estate business is your ability to deduct your property taxes and then certainly deduct your mortgage interest from your income taxes, both at the state and the federal level. Now, what they're doing with this bill is they're limiting people who earn more than $100,000. Okay. Now, they say that it's for between $200,000 and $250,000. The allowable deduction for not your principal residence, but for other principals. So if you have a rental home or a second home, maybe you got a vacation home and you're paying a mortgage on it, guess what? It's going to be eliminated with certain exceptions. But it also limits the deduction of the mortgage interest for your principal residence. See how they slyly do this? For taxpayers who earned between $200,000 and $250,000, the allowable deduction will be phased out as income increases. For if you earn more than $250,000, claiming the deduction is prohibited. Period. This starts on January 1st, 2022. It also directs Department of Revenue to estimate the amount of revenue gained from limitations on the deduction and transfer the estimated amount into the Oregon Housing Opportunity account, the Oregon Housing Fund. Oregon Housing and Community Services to provide loans, grants, and other housing support, particularly for racial groups with low rates of home ownership and other groups experiencing housing barriers and instability. Now, friends, let me tell you, this comes from the staff measure summary of what this thing is. So it's not only eliminating your second home, your rental home, mortgage interest deduction, but it's also limiting and eliminating your principal residence mortgage interest deduction based on how much money you make. Once again, and of course, it is then giving that money to who? It's all about racism. It's all about pandering to racist groups. This is the staff measure summary, saying again, that money goes. It's basically a tax increase for you, anywhere between $1,000 and $4,000. And it is not just your second homes. It's your primary residence, too. Brought to you by a whole bunch of Democrats. At least the one Rhino Republican senator committee voted against it, as did the conservative senator. Back in a moment at 6:30, your phone calls and your emails when we get back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is at Power Up Buick GMC Talk Line. If you want to call a comment on any of the things we're talking about today, the Rhino Republican senators who stayed and allowing all of the bad things to happen are bragging about how much money they got and where it's going. And then the story about what we just talked about, Senate Bill 852, raising property taxes. For any of you out there who have rental homes, not just the rich people, but you rental home folks. You know, you're trying to build some equity, live the American dream, right? Provide a rental home for somebody else. Now, your mortgage interest deduction is going to go away under Senate Bill 852. And your primary residence mortgage interest deduction goes away if you earn more than $250,000. Between $200,000 and $250,000, guess what? It gets limited. Don't you love these rhinos who let the Democrats, by the way, this is Senate Bill 852 is introduced by all Democrats. Don't you just love these rhino Republicans? Not only do they sell you out and your ability to defend your family in your home and carry a concealed weapon and become a felon if you get too close to a public building. Not only did they do that, but now they're going to allow all kinds of good things to happen to you, like your mortgage interest deduction being done. Thank you, Fred Girard. Tim Canope, who's bragging about how much money the Porky's bringing home to Bend. You want to comment on any of that? By the way, folks, there is a new... Some of you have probably seen the signs around the... up and down the freeway or around the Salem area. Up the canyon. WeArePoo.com. Recall Fred Girard. We are poo, P-O-O.com. We are poo.com. We are pissed off Oregonians. Yes, I can say the word pissed because it is in the Bible, folks, okay? That's what We Are Poo stands for. We are pissed off Oregonians. We're tired of being abused. They have a Facebook page. They have been working on getting this up, this website going for a long time. Anyway, to Dale, you can put your signs up now because there's actually a working website. They also have a Join Us on Facebook link to the website, so you can find them on Facebook and so forth. We are poo. You got to love that. Oh, that's perfect. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to direct your attention to Wilsonville Auto Repair, just up the freeway a little bit from Salem. They specialize in transmissions. They do a lot of other auto repair, and you can see it if you go to their website, which is Wilsonville, Mr. T, for Mr. Transmission, Mr. T, Mile X.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. And you can see, well, they're very great, satisfied customer comments. You got to go a long way in to find an unsatisfied customer because they put them up there too. Bob and Cammie Bauer are the owners. They treat people right. You treat everybody right. Especially you ladies who are, you know, if again, you guys know my story of my mother in Prineville, who I worry about where she can take her car and not get ripped off. You don't have to worry about that at Wilsonville Auto Repair. Check them out on the web, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Like Michael sends me the vaccination question. He says, so you're not doing the vaccine? Me either. Should we start an association of like-minded people? First rule should be all meetings will be held in person. I like it. It's a great idea. We ought to do that. Yeah. Let's hold our in-person meetings. No masks either. By the way, I mean, truly, I yelled at the TV last night. I'm sorry. I shouldn't, but I sometimes do. I yelled at the TV when I heard Dr. Fauci talking about how claiming that because we're wearing masks, we have the lowest flu rate ever on record. Yeah, right. And I yelled at him, liar! You can't believe anything this man says. Julie writes an email. She says, these laws are usually about property taxes. These laws are usually very open-ended. Now it's $250,000. It will eventually work down to $175,000. Yes, that's exactly right, Julie. This is the plan, is to ratchet it down lower and lower and lower to eventually where they simply get rid of all mortgage interest deduction. Now, why would the Democrats do that? You know why. Because they never have enough money for their utopian view of how government ought to be. And it's going to destroy your ability to live the American dream, folks. And you know what will be happening? All these California tax refugees leaving California because they've done the same thing down there already in many ways. The cost of living has exploded. Middle-class people are fleeing California. Businesses are fleeing California. They're coming to Oregon. Guess what? We're going to do the same thing here because of these six rhino Republican senators who all of them need to be recalled, every one of them. And replaced with a conservative who will stand up for you and not get bought off. Because this is long-lasting and damaging, folks. If you think for 1 minute the Democrats are going to stop at eliminating the mortgage interest deduction, if your income is over $250,000, Julie's right, it'll be down lower. You wait. The camel with the nose under the tent. Because their thirst for big government tyrannical control over your life is never satisfied. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, Jeff.
Go.
I yell at my radio. I yell at my radio all the time. And my wife, what the hell are you yelling at?
Well, I guess I don't feel so bad now, Art.
Jeff, we all do it. There is no doubt about it. So I got a question for you. This $250,000, that's combined income, isn't it, per household?
It is.
I'm just curious on that because the Democrats say they're for the middle class. Yeah, I don't think so. So isn't it combined income per household?
Well, I'm reading the, I would have to read the text of the measure. I'm reading the staff measure summary, which you can find online also for the measure. So this is the professional staff of the committee who write up a summary of the bill. And it says here, and I quote, for taxpayers who earned between $200,000 and $250,000, the allowable deduction will be phased out as income increases. So it says taxpayers. Now, we go back to, where is it here?
Well, that would be combined, wouldn't it? In the household,
yes.
Taxpayers?
Yes, that is my understanding. This is what is on Oregon Watchdog, and that's all right. So Senate Bill 852, they say it also creates a marriage penalty tax. It taxes a married couple of the same income higher than two non-married individuals who are living together. So if it is for couples who are, they get hit with this provision at a higher rate than two single people living together.
Well, and isn't that discrimination?
Well, actually,
I mean, we talk about equal rights here.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
actually, Oregon's constitution says you cannot tax people differently.
Well, then they're violating the constitution. But, Julie, you don't have to worry. They're already at $100,000 if it starts at $2,000, because each individual taxpayer, when they're married, is going to be penalized. So they're attacking the middle class, definitely. I thought they only wanted to tax the rich.
Well,
they're a bunch of liars.
They are. And it's all, and so that's actually a point in the Oregon Catalyst article about this today. And I'll just read it to you. After they passed Senate Bill 852, I'm quoting now from the article, and raise property taxes on higher income and second homeowners, then it will be easy for them in the future to lower the threshold to impact all property owners. And that was Julie's point. And she's right. They're coming for you, Art. They're coming for me.
Well, everybody, and let me tell you, Jeff, owning a house right now is horrible. If you got repair works, your cost to maintain your house is going through the roof. Wood, copper, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it ain't going to get any better because they keep limiting manufacturing and producing these goods.
You're right. And right now you can't even get PVC because apparently there's some restriction on, and there are ships, I am told, that are loaded with PVC from China and other places sitting offshore because for some reason they're not being allowed to offload. It's the craziest thing in the world.
They want to destroy us, Jeff.
Yeah, that's right. The consequence of election or Republicans being
great day, brother,
to walk out.
God bless you.
48 in the morning. Thanks, Art. Back in a moment. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank Eric Azar, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our great sponsors of this radio show and this radio station. Thank you, Eric, so much for being a great contractor that people can trust. He's a man of faith, and he lives it in his business. Not just the name, Righteous Renovations, but literally how he takes care of his customers. If you want to see that for yourself, go to his website. Go to his website. RighteousRenovations.com and just check out the great testimonials. RighteousRenovations.com. Look, you and I all know, folks, the truth here. And it's pretty simple. That once they passed this property tax bill, this is a done deal, folks. They are going to nail us all. They're going to nail us all eventually. They're going to get us. They're going to get us. It's going to happen. So, friends, I'm just telling you, this is the thing you got to be careful of. You just got to be careful of it. You see, if they go ahead and they pass these bills, you tell me the last time that they unwound, seriously, unwound one of these things? A bad bill? I mean, it rarely happens. So just understand that once these laws get passed, they never get reversed. They just never get reversed. That's all there is to it. It's how it works. It's how it works, folks. Um, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. So this other story, by the way, is really interesting to me. Well, actually, there's a lot of stories that are interesting to me. But this one I'm especially interested in simply in this. There is a lot of, well, the fact that Arizona continues to be this bellwether of what's going on here. I mean, you cannot let this go. Because what's happening in Arizona, friends, what's happening in Arizona is just critical. 13% of the Maricopa County ballots have been counted in the audit so far, officially. Now, that's 275,000 ballots out of 2.1 million ballots that are literally have been counted. Okay? Now this is a big deal. It's a very big deal. Because once they find out what's going on here, once they find out, once they find out the truth, it's done. So much of what has happened, will happen in this country, in the future, is going to be based on this thing. I mean it. It is that important. Friends, you just have to understand the critical nature of what is going on here. You see, if they can prove fraud in Arizona, then a number of things occur. Lawsuits. I've gone through this before, but it is worth saying it again because it relates to Oregon, folks. I'm telling you. Because if it is happening in Arizona, it is happening in Oregon. It probably has been for a long time. Fraudulent ballots. Now, getting into the machines, the vote counting machines, that's going to be the key here. Getting into them and looking and seeing, did they actually send data to China? Are there actual ballots that are supposedly mail-in ballots with the optical technology which they're using to see if they were actually folded? Because that's what you have to do with a mail-in ballot, right? Well, they have a lot of mail-in ballots that are certified as being legitimate and they were never folded. They're not mail-in ballots. It means they're not legitimate. That technology is in place. So you wonder, how much of this happens in Oregon? All of the lawsuits that they've already had, we went over that yesterday, the writ of quo warranto was yesterday put in that lawsuit filed in Arizona to the Arizona Supreme Court, just on the certification issue. We talked about yesterday how an update was done that violates the same federal laws as the Arizona lawsuit yesterday. In Oregon, that update was done in Oregon, right, at 8 minutes. This is powerful. Lee writes an email, have you ever wondered what you would do if you had control of your pay raise? Have you ever wondered why the government servants whose income is derived from the taxes you and I pay continue to attack those that have earned their income? Have you ever wondered how these servants' net worth increased exponentially greater than their salary? Isn't it a part of the American dream, the desire to have an income and have nice things? If this is true, then why would these people focus on penalizing the producers? Wouldn't it make sense to feed their greed by penalizing the lazy, focusing on helping all of those to be productive? He goes on, but the bottom line is this. The same government workers that vote Democrat are going to be penalized because a lot of them own rental homes, because that's part of the American dream. Let's go to the phones to Glenn. Glenn, you got like a minute and a half. Go.
Yes. I just see all the things that are happening. I don't even know if they can get results in Arizona through the court system after they find all the errors that we know are there and the trickery that took place. How that relates to Oregon is that all of us have been tricked and shanghaied for many years now. And the technology is dirty. The machines are dirty. They've been dirty against us for several years. And the legislators, the courts, I don't see it in the crystal ball that they're going to come like gallant riders on white horses to save us. Look what's happening in Israel. Two power players in the whole world, Jerusalem and Rome. I think we're getting closer to maybe a more divine event. I don't see other things that are going to save us.
I hope we are, friend. I truly hope we are, and I pray that we are. Thanks, Glenn. 6:59 in the morning, friends. Thank you for listening. Hope you found it interesting today. I'm back tomorrow, and I hope you will. If you keep praying, keep fighting, and believing. See you tomorrow.